This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the globe. The death toll is now 56 in China. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the city of the epicenter, announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
The ability of a new coronavirus to spread is getting stronger, China's National Health Commission said on Sunday, as authorities in the country and around the world scramble to prevent a pandemic. More than 2,000 people have been infected globally, and dozens in China have been killed by the disease. A handful of cases have been reported outside China, including in Thailand, Australia, the United States and France. China says knowledge of the virus is limited and that containment efforts, which have thus far included curbing transportation and travel, and the cancellation of big events would be intensified. The virus is believed to have originated late last year in a seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan that was illegally selling wildlife.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Working against the clock, Turkish rescue teams are pulling more survivors from collapsed buildings Sunday, days after a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit the country's east. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And from Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump's lawyers have started their impeachment trial defense, arguing Democrats are trying to overturn the 2016 election. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
With the Senate in for a rare Saturday session, White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president did nothing wrong in dealings with Ukraine, and Democrats know it.
They're here to perpetrate the most massive interference in an election in American history.
Cipollone and other lawyers repeatedly accused Democrats of holding back key facts during their 3 days of opening statements, promising senators will now get the truth in longer sessions next week. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, great, let's have more information, saying the Trump presentation underlined Democrat demands for witnesses and documents.
We thank the president's counsel for one thing. They made our case even stronger.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hundreds of anti-government protesters flooded the streets of Iraq's capital and southern provinces on Sunday. Reuters' David Doyle has more on today's demonstrations.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and live rounds in renewed clashes with protesters on Sunday, security sources and witnesses said, as they tried to clear sit-in camps across the country. Demonstrators are seeking the removal of what they see as a corrupt ruling elite and an end to foreign interference, particularly that of Iran, in Iraqi politics. Their protests have been bolstered by supporters of populist cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who have, at times, helped shield the crowds from attacks by security forces and unidentified gunmen. But on Saturday, al-Sadr said he would end his involvement in anti-government unrest. Medical sources said at least 14 protesters in Baghdad and 17 in Nasiriyah were wounded on Sunday.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Officials from Libya's two rival governments say fighting erupted Sunday as the country's east-based forces advanced toward the strategic western city of Misrata. This further erodes a crumbling ceasefire agreement brokered earlier this month. The clashes came just hours after the United Nations decried continued blatant violations of an arms embargo in Libya by several unspecified countries. The latest program from the makers of Sesame Street is an effort to help children suffering as a result of the Syrian civil war. Sesame Workshop, the nonprofit education organization behind Sesame Street, has launched a new locally produced Arabic TV program for the hundreds of thousands of children dealing with displacement in Syria, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon. Each show will explore emotions experienced by all kids, but particularly relevant to those dealing with trauma, and will offer coping skills for feelings like anger, fear, frustration, nervousness, and loneliness. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.